Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, my wish came true. I was able to see Japan covered in snow. It did indeed snow. If you remember, last episode I said I would like to see that. And it came true. It happened. So it snowed for about 10 hours, I think, which is a long time. And we ended up with about 10 centimeters of snow, which is quite a lot. And it's certainly the biggest amount of snow that I've ever seen in Japan. So quite nice waking up in the morning and looking out and everything is just white, loads of snow everywhere. It didn't cause any trouble for my wife getting back from her job in the end, so that was good too. And in the morning she went to work pretty much as usual, got to the bus stop a little earlier, just in case. Seemed to be fine. So, when she went to work, I decided it was time to go for a walk. And normally, like I mentioned before, I've been going for bike rides in the morning. But I didn't really fancy riding my bike through snow. I mean, it's slippy enough when you're walking on the stuff. But riding something with two wheels across snow, I don't think is a good idea. So I went for a walk instead, and at this time it wasn't snowing, it was raining, but it wasn't too much rain, and I'd recently got completely soaked, like really wet, when I went out for a bike ride and I got caught in the rain/snow, but I thought, well, I just wanted to go out and, you know, experience this Japanese snow, you know. So I went for a walk and it was raining a bit, and yes, I did get a bit wet, and I was walking in lots of snow near some fields by me, and my feet got a bit wet too, but I think it was worth it. There's just something that I like about snow, and I seem to get to experience it so infrequently. It doesn't happen very often in the places I have lived, or the place I'm living now. I don't know. Sometimes it comes like once a year, twice a year, three times a year. Sometimes you don't even see it in a single year. So I do like to at least get some experience of the snow when it falls. I did think about making a snowman, but I don't know. It was raining, it was cold, and every time I do that, if I'm wearing gloves, I have to wear gloves, because if I don't wear gloves, then my hands are like absolutely freezing. But if I'm wearing gloves, they get completely wet. So I didn't really fancy making a snowman by myself. I think if I do it with someone, that's fine. But, like, I don't know, it just would have been weird making a snowman by myself in a field. But there was certainly enough snow. Definitely snow everywhere. And, like I said, about 10 centimetres. So it was really nice, fluffy snow that would have been so easy to make a snowman with. And that's where the thought went through my head. But, yeah, I didn't. Anyway, I carried on walking, and I went to check out my local park and see what that looked like when it was covered in snow. And there's a fairly big lake in my local park, and there's normally fishermen there. This is not an unusual thing to see in Japan. I've been to quite a few local parks, you know, smaller parks, and those that have lakes often have fishermen sitting around the lakes. And I'm saying fishermen because I don't see women doing it, just men usually. I'm sure there must be one or two, but it seems to be, you know, mostly men, if not all men. I've just never seen a female fisherman, a fisherwoman sitting around the lake in the parks that I've been to. Anyway, so there's always fishermen sitting around this lake, and I would say about 15 to 20, it depends. I've, on some days where it's been like really cold, it might be like 6, but people are always there, always, apart from today. This was the first day that I've ever been there, and I go there quite often, that I've never seen anyone, no fishermen around the lake, no one was there at all. Just me walking around the lake by myself, which I thought was nice. I think I saw one or two people, and I think they were staff who worked there and were sort of like tidying up things and that kind of thing. But I don't think I saw any people, did I? Oh, yes, I did. Sorry, I saw one person. I saw one man, and he had a camera, and he was taking pictures of, you know, like the snowy sort of scenery. But yeah, apart from that, it was just me. I think everyone else was too sensible to go outside. It was just me being an idiot going outside in the rain and the snow and getting a bit wet. But yeah, like I said, I thought it was worth it. And it was nice just seeing the change. Like everywhere was much quieter than normal. And just seeing, well, I suppose seeing the snow, but like seeing the way that the snow transforms, the way it changes the landscape, was quite nice. I don't know how much longer it's going to be here for, because like I said, it was raining this morning. I think it stopped now, but it was raining, and you know, as soon as the rain comes down, it starts melting all the snow, and I think the temperature is above zero as well, so it's already melting anyway. There isn't any sun out at the moment. I don't think there will be today. It's just very, very cloudy today. So maybe it will hang around for a while. I don't know. I imagine, I mean, it depends how the weather goes. I mean, not so long ago, like a week or two ago, I think it was like 15 degrees. So if it suddenly changes to 15 degrees soon, you know, it's not going to last more than a few hours, I shouldn't imagine. But I don't know. See how it goes. I'm going to guess about a week, probably. We'll see. If it stays cold, maybe it will hang on for that long, but I don't know. But, yeah, there's actually somewhere I want to go to by bike. So, like I say, I like the snow, but sometimes it is a bit of a pain when you have to travel in it. So, yeah, I'm going to have to postpone. I'm going to have to delay that bike journey and perhaps think about going somewhere else instead, which wouldn't be a bad thing, because I'd like to actually see a bit more of Japan when it's snowy. So, like I've mentioned in the past, like where I live, there's quite a few fields and houses and like big warehouses and big factories, and I don't know, you've got like, it's sort of typical, really, you know, typical Japanese area where you've got like so many different things all mixed together. But I'd like to go into a big city because my city is pretty small. So it'd be nicer to go into a big city with, you know, like big buildings, big tall skyscrapers and things like that, and see that as a sort of snowy scene. But I don't know. I don't think it's going to look quite as nice, to be honest. When I think of snow and like a snowy scene, it's always like fields and trees. That's what comes to my imagination first. But like when you get into the cities and it's been snowing and people have been walking about, then you get that like weird slush, which is like watery snow, and it's, you know, starts to go dirty and, you know, like a grey colour or something like that, or browny colour. And yeah, that's not so nice. There's lots of that by the side of the roads already where I am. So I don't know if I'll make a special journey to go and see it, because it might already be like, you know, not great to look at. But if I could have seen it when it had just like fell down, you know, the snow had just fallen and it was nice and fresh, that would have been a nice sight to see. That would have been pretty interesting. Just because I've not seen anything like that before. Anyway, I am going to leave it there for today. I think I might just go out for a quick walk, just once again in the snow, just before I start my job, you know, a bit more exercise, a bit more snow. But yes, that will be my day. You know, that's everything that I will have done today. Walk in the snow, study Japanese, walk in the snow again, do my job, and then that's pretty much it. Probably do something later. I don't know. Might watch some television, might play a game, might do a bit more studying. Occasionally I do in the evening, but I try not to, actually. I try to relax in the evenings and then like sort of save my like motivation for my normal study in the mornings. Because sometimes you can go a bit too crazy, you know, with studying and get a bit burnt out. So, yeah. If I feel like I've got any more energy at the end of the day and I think, let's study Japanese, I usually try and say, no, I'll keep that energy, you know, keep it for tomorrow. And that usually works. Yeah, okay, bye-bye. I'm going out for a walk. Until next time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.